This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Biancooley. The streaming service Hulu has two new documentaries this month looking back on music from the 60s. One is called Summer of Soul, a new film, also showing in theaters, presenting never-before-seen footage from a Summer of 1969 concert series in Harlem that some have called the Black Woodstock. The other is called McCartney 321, a six-part series in which Paul McCartney talks to producer Rick Rubin, deconstructing many old recordings from his Beatles and early solo days. The new Hulu documentary, Summer of Soul, is the first film directed by Amir Thompson, who is better known as Questlove, the leader of The Roots. He and The Roots are the house band for Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show, but Questlove should give some serious thought to quitting his night job. His first movie is such a confident and intelligent and entertaining effort. He has to make more. Summer of Soul is a revelation. A record of a mostly forgotten summer music festival that was staged in 1969 over six weekends in Harlem's Mount Morris Park, since renamed Marcus Garvey Park. Admission was free, and the lineup that summer, the same summer as Woodstock, was amazingly eclectic. It included everyone from Stevie Wonder and the Fifth Dimension to B.B. King and Sly and the Family Stone, who electrified that audience in Harlem 2 months before doing the same at Woodstock, singing very funky songs about togetherness. Just showing these performances would be enough, because most of this footage hasn't been seen until now. But Questlove, as a director, puts his musical taste and timing to great use. When Pop Staples and the Staple Singers are performing the song It's Been a Change, Questlove intercuts each lyric with the sounds of another event happening that day, the moon landing, complete with chatter from the astronauts and commentary from CBS anchor Walter Cronkite.
We're go. Same time. We're go.
Come on now, let's blow this thing out.
75 feet.
Yeah.
That's looking good.
60 seconds. Lights on.
Some are pushing hard.
Drifting to the right a little.
Some are holding back.
Picking up some dust.
You know it's a shame.
30 seconds.
The way some people act.
30 feet, 2.5 down.
The president said.
Okay, engine stop.
We would overcome.
Tranquility base here.
We gotta keep pushing on.
Man on the moon.
Oh, boy. What?
And as the song continues to build, so does the context. As Cronkite hands off to a reporter covering the Harlem Festival itself, who interviews members of the audience.
Well, there was a large crowd gathered in Harlem this afternoon. For some of the reaction there, correspondent Bill Plant.
There are 40,000, perhaps 50,000 people at Mount Morris Park in Harlem, but they are not here watching the moon landing. They are here at the Soul Festival, part of the third annual Harlem Cultural Festival. And for many of them, this is far more relevant than the mission of Apollo 11. What's your feeling now that the astronauts have landed safely on the moon?
I think it's very important, but I don't think it's any more relevant than, you know, the Harlem Cultural Festival here. I think it's equal.
What are your thoughts?
As far as science goes and everybody that's involved with the moon landing and astronauts, it's beautiful, you know. Like me, I couldn't care less.
This means more to you than that.
Yeah, much more. Cash they wasted, as far as I'm concerned, in getting to the moon could have been used to feed poor black people in Harlem and all over the place, all over this country. So, never mind the moon, let's get some of that cash in Harlem.
Summer of Soul, now streaming on Hulu, is a fascinating look back. So is McCartney 321, a six-part series that premieres on Hulu all at once on July 16th. Music producer Rick Rubin, who has done seminal work with Run DMC, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Johnny Cash, runs McCartney's old master tapes through a mixing board, isolating separate tracks and asking lots of questions about inspiration, process, and creative choices. It's a deep dive into the music. Some from McCartney's early solo albums and wings, but mostly from his days with the Beatles. And even though McCartney has told most of these stories before, they're amplified here by clips from other sources, by the isolated audio tracks, and by McCartney's animated reactions.
With Penny Lane, I'd come into the studio, and the night before, I happened to be watching on television the Brandenburg Concertos by Bach.
Yeah.
I just kind of got it in the background almost, you know, I'm listening to it. And then there's a little trumpet, very high little trumpet that Bach uses. Mm. And I came in the next day, I said to George, I said, George, Martin, yeah. I said, what was that? He said, oh, that's a piccolo trumpet. What do you think about George? He knew all the best players.
Yeah.
From the classical orchestras. And there's a guy called David Mason, who was a really good player. And so we just booked him.
Yeah.
So we go in there and we've done the track and we're ready to put this. We've left room for a solo. Yeah. George and David sort of say, okay, so what do we want to play? And I go, and they go, oh, okay, hang on. And they're writing it down. So we were kind of making it up on the spot.
Yeah.
And so I went and put like an impossible high note. And David Mason turns to me and says, well, that's officially out of the range of the piccolo trumpet, even. And I kind of give him a look like, yeah, like, you can do it. You know, and he goes, okay. So he plays it. Yeah. And it's... It haunted him for the rest of his life, you know. Yeah.
Flute's beautiful too.
Yeah, you know, it's a mix of the two. Wow.
That's only one song and only one excerpt, but you get the idea. The stories about compositions not written by McCartney are just as good, especially John Lennon's Come Together and George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps. If you were around during the 60s or love the music from that era, you just have to watch and also listen to both McCartney 321 and Summer of Soul. Monday on Fresh Air, The Startup Wife. We talk with Tamima Anam. Her new witty novel is about a young married couple who create a platform using algorithms to customize ceremonies and rituals for people who aren't religious. The platform's success turns the husband into a messiah figure, even though it's the wife who created the idea and the coding. Tamima Anam was born in Bangladesh and has written fiction and nonfiction about the Bangladesh War, in which her father fought. I hope you'll join us.